Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? I am Keith Bledsoe, and I'm here along with the co-host of Real People from the Hood, Brother Jimmy Williams. Jimmy, you with me?
How you doing, man? How's it going?
Oh, sounding good, sounding good. Man, I'm just going to start off here by, first of all, I want to thank everybody. I did a tribute to Brother Kevin Gunny Farmer of our South Shore High School classmates, good friend of mine. And all the callers who called in, it was one of the, it was actually the most popular show that I've done since I've been doing this for about 7 years now. And really, really heartfelt comments and very thoughtful and emotional show. And I'm still a little bit in shock, but, you know, life goes on and and that's exactly what I'm doing. But the memories will never go away. There will be a memorial service this coming Sunday in Chicago. And I was trying to get that pulled up before I got to this point. Let me get in here. And it's, hang tight with me here. It's this coming Sunday, March 1st from 2 to 6 Okay, it's at 9316 South Baltimore in Chicago from 2 to 6. It is at a location where we celebrate life, ladies. Okay, March 1st, this coming Sunday from 2 to 6 at Lavish Life. Lavish Life, located at 9316 South Baltimore. Sorry I didn't have it all together. I had a bunch of notes, and I ended up having to change hotels at the last minute because of a job I have in the morning. So I left my notes at the last hotel. I had all this written down. But I hope you got that, and I'll mention it again later on. So I hope to see everybody there. I will be there, no doubt about it. And the request is everybody who has a South Shore jersey, please to wear your jersey. Okay, so now, I tell you what, man, we in trouble. I watched that debate last night, and I watched the last debate. I'm like, if this is the best we have, I said the same thing back when Hillary was coming. I said, this is the same. If this is the best we have, maybe we deserve a Donald Trump. Well, we got him, and we don't deserve him. But I tell you what, Hillary was better than any of the other candidates running right now. I mean, what do you think, Brother Jim?
Well, I'm going to be honest with you, man.
Mm-hmm.
There's too many egos up on that stage, man. There's way too many egos. They're going to have to calm down. See, I can't get up. I can't get caught up in the fact that people think Trump is going to win. I can't even imagine that thought even entering my head. Out of all the things he did over the last 3.5 years.
Yep.
And now if that's a question mark, or if that's what people perceive to be after all he's said and done over the last 3.5 years, man, we done already lost.
And it's like they forgot about all this shit, man. I mean, this man shut down the government over some bullshit. He disrespected everybody. He has no respect for the law enforcement agencies of this department. He's a pathological liar. He sounds like a damn fool. He's a stupid ass. He's a stupid as hell. He sounds like so elementary level and ignorant. And they're gonna talk about Bernie Sanders. Oh, he says something nice about Cuba. Ain't that a bitch? He says something nice about Cuba. Now Trump been sucking up North Korea's ass and sucking up Putin's ass like they ain't shit. And they got a problem with Bernie talking about damn Cuba? Come on, man.
The man is devious. He's a devious. I'm not gonna say a devious genius, but he's devious as hell. But he can make it work. He's got people around him that think like him. And from my perspective, man, he said all he gotta do is just say something. His base, he already got them whipped. He got them Trumped whipped. And the problem with the Trump whipped people, they don't even think for themselves. They are so busy riding that little ego that he has about white people being in charge and the country is going to go down because everybody else is thinking black, black, brown, brown, yellow, yellow. No, they're not. Trump probably haven't even had any black friends all his freaking life. So all he knows is white. There's nothing wrong with that. You can be your own person, do what you want to do. But when you start putting your prejudices before your country and before your in the job that he has, he put his prejudices and his ego before anything the Constitution has laid out. You know, I've said this before. The Constitution is a pretty good piece of paper, except for the slavery part. Other than that, it's a beautiful piece of paper.
I'm with you, man. I can't stand about when they talk about a close race. I'm saying close race. What the fuck? Close race.
That's that devious stuff, man. That's that devious evil stuff, man, that's slipping in there. Because once you tell one lie and tell it over and over again, people are going to start feeling it. They're going to start thinking it. And then they're going to start playing on it. And then when you start playing on it, that's when the doubt sets in. So all that stuff he's talking about, man, vote blue no matter who. They can see, the problem is they haven't had a debate with Donald. No Republican has had a debate or confronted Donald Trump on trying to take his job. Why? Because they're being told not to. If this does happen, Romney, they'll already kick them out of the Republican Party. I mean, out of the Trump Party. I'm not going to even say Republican Party anymore.
There is a man. Oh, by the way, if anybody wants to call in, and please do. I mean, I get a lot of responses, and you do too, Brother Jim, on our Facebook post.
Yeah,
having to say about some of the posts that I have, and it's one brother in particular that I hope calls in because I definitely want to have a conversation with him on the speaker, not on writing. But
okay.
It just kind of lost what I was going to train of thought. Think about that dude calling in here.
I understand, man. It'll make you lose.
718-664-9513 if you want to join in and share your thoughts. But what's happening now, and I don't understand. This is what really gets me. They're afraid of this punk. This man is a punk. He's a punk and a coward. If he would stand up and say, hey, man, fuck you. The next thing you know, that motherfucker would be having pictures down on the floor in a fetal position, foaming at the damn mouth. He ain't nothing, man.
You know what? That's what India did, man. When he went to India and started talking all that smack, the man doesn't even have the good vocabulary. They walked out. They smelt that thing coming before he even landed on his ship at the airport. They knew it was coming. You got to be so. This country, the problem with this country, man, is fear. I mean, I'm only talking about the ones that really go for whatever Trump's talking about. It's mostly fear.
It's fear.
You know, they know that their eyes are open to the fact that this country was built on bullshit. They know it. But they're scared to say anything about it because they want a leader that's going to lead. And everything's going to fall on the asshole's shoulder, and he don't even know it. Now he's giving out hints about we should – one day the country will have a president for life. Man, that's why these white folks left in England in the first place. And you mean tell me nobody would stand up and say this is bullshit? The media is saying it. That's why he's trying to get his people to think that it's all fake news. And his base, that's a whole nother ballgame.
When he says he's the most transparent administration in history, he's right in one way. Cause we can see all through this shit. And it's so we can see straight through it. And I watch it because you got to see exactly what the enemy is doing, okay? So I have to listen to this as long as I can stand it. But the way towards his face when he talks, the sound of his voice reminds me of Jim Jones, a Guyana Kool-Aid man, okay? And the stuff that he says is so damn stupid, it's pathetic. Okay?
So right. Hey, Keith, I know you said you listened to the bass a few times, man, and you went into detail. Even we canceled one of the shows because of that. I wanted to see exactly what was going on, but the whole thing is, I can't stand it no more, man. I mean, my mind and the little intellect that I do have is telling me I done heard enough. The man ain't about the United States. The man is about Trump and why the only reason these people are going along with it, man, because they gonna get something out of it. Think about it. All these senators that voted for Trump to do this and do that. No telling what the heck they're doing in their own states and with their own friends now that they got the Supreme Court, some federal judges, and now Trump heading everything. He's not going to look at any of it. He's not going to look at any corruption within his administration or the United States itself. He's not going to do it. Now, everybody running around like bandits and whatnot. Ooh, we got a president that understands us. Greed and that ego thing and that flexibility. They flexing their muscles, man, because first of all, he got impeached and got off. Now the man turned around and gave his friends a parole, man. You know they acting crazy, man. acting crazy hell because they can do what they want to do.
This country is going through all this shit just to cover for one satanic ass devil, man.
Just one.
For one man to cover people, because this man is so in over his head, deep and book, and they got so much shit on him. He is terrified, man. Taxes, what he got on Putin, and you know he probably got a videotape of Lindsey Graham fucking some man. Lindsey is terrified of him putting that closet light on in his ass, man. he got some Trump tight on bullshit, man. And it's the governor speaking of Republican challenges to him. This has been by the name, I don't know if you heard of William Weld, former governor of Massachusetts. Because they ain't trying to let us hear him. When you hear that man talk as a Republican, oh man, there should be a primary against Trump. But they pushing him back. I don't know what's going on. But he's gonna take some votes from Trump.
Okay.
I just hope we still have a candidate good enough to pull the weight. But see, that's why I'm saying, look, focus on the damn Senate and the House. If we win the Senate, he can't do shit.
Yeah.
If he keeps and he's reelected. You're talking about a 7-2 Supreme Court, man. We are fucked.
And you know, people don't even know that the Voters' Rights Act is coming up his next term.
Oh, that's down the drain, brother. With a 7-2 Supreme Court, and they're loading up the federal court already with that shit.
Yeah, and they got Democrats turning over to Republicans. They're getting voted in as Republicans, but then they turn in and becoming Republicans. They got voted in as Democrats, yeah, and they turn in to become Republicans. In this shift, how can you run as a Democrat and then right in the middle of it, well, I guess you can do what you want to do. I don't know how the laws work with that. And people can't see that. Everybody want to be on the a winning side, if that's what you want to call it. Everybody, we winning. Everybody, they don't care. The only people that are really winning are these rich politicians, these million, these billionaires, and the corporations that sitting on the fence. They're going to roll with the Democrats if they're winning. They're going to roll with the Republicans if they're winning. And everybody else that's holding that base together in terms of their thinking, they already think the news media is against them, man. You know, they can't. You say anything against they prophet, the Messiah, Orange Messiah, whatever, man. It's like they can't comprehend what the man is on record saying and doing and just doing stuff, and they don't even want to go back and do their homework. I don't understand that.
He's done so much.
Open.
Can't even keep up with so much. As soon as you get try to get a handle on one thing, he's doing some other stupid shit. You can't even keep up with the stuff he's doing, man. But I don't know. I think that and President Obama, he tried to warn these damn Democrats, don't form a circular firing squad. What the hell are they doing over and over and over again?
Yeah.
I'm sick. Now, I think, as far as I'm concerned, I don't know Bernie, Joe. I like what Bernie was saying the other day. I think if Bernie had a one-on-one with Trump, he would kick that ass. I really believe so. And I think
you know
Biden would.
I believe that too.
But see, when you got all these Democrats, you're trying to put with all these fucking Democrats who need to go somewhere and sit their asses down, then it just waters it down. But when he comes off fresh, pound for pound, one-on-one with that damn devil, I think Bernie got that ass.
I'm going to tell you he's going to get that ass, Romney. If Romney have a debate if he go one on one or try to get the nomination as a Republican nominee, anybody that goes up against Trump, they gonna win, hands down, because the man don't have a vocabulary, he don't even understand how the government works. You know, he never held public office. Only thing he got in on was that the birth certificate thing, and that was a joke.
Yeah, that birth shit. I think his candidacy,
that was a joke.
And I really hope I'm right, but I really think his candidacy is really, really overrated. He has his base, but damn it, we outnumber his base like it ain't nothing. Man. All we have to do is get our ass out there and just focus. Okay, go ahead, we'll deal with all the bullshit between the Democrats now, but when it comes down to one guy, we have to go for that person. I don't give a damn who it is.
I'm trying to remember what state that was. Where these two Republicans was going for the governorship, and all the black folks voted for, they went Republican that time. They voted Republican that particular race, just so the worst of the worst can't get in there. What state was that? Was that Tennessee or Georgia, Mississippi?
I don't recall any doing that for a black man. I can't.
No, they were both of them white. Both candidates were white. Both of them were Republicans.
Okay.
Yeah, but both of them were Republicans. And what the black folks did, they jumped in and voted for the other Republican candidate that wasn't as racist as the other one.
I got you. Yeah.
And the guy won.
I
can't remember
I
what state that was, though.
I know. I'm not sure either. I think it might have been Tennessee. I know there was a change in Tennessee. And I tell you, man, you know what would be – I really believe there's a brother in South Carolina that's running against – I can't think of – oh, man – running against Lindsey Graham, and Mitch McConnell is being challenged by a woman who's, I believe she's a military pilot or something like that, who has a really good background. I really sincerely believe, I don't know, I really sincerely hope that the people come together and get their asses out and get some Democrats in. And even if we don't win the presidency, if we take the Senate and hold the House, we control this shit. He can't do a damn thing.
You're right. You're right. The Senate is the key.
I don't hear enough people talking about Lawrence O'Donnell on MSNBC when he does this show. He's been trying to kind of push that, I know, the past few days. He's talking about it because there's not enough talk about the Senate races. Get that damn Senate.
Okay.
Huh.
Start there. You're right. But, you know, on the other hand, the legislative stacking it full of his own judges, you know, and like you said about the Supreme Court, if they can get two of those judges out of it. Yeah. Those federal judges, man, he's giving those things out, man, like Skittles.
Yes.
The judgeship. And a lot of people got to understand too. Once you start making laws, man, all presidents got to do is sign that shit in the law, into law.
Dude,
sign it in the law.
I get that double O'Connell credit. He is putting a whammy on us because he's filling up these federal courts with some of them have been. And some of them have been rejected because they were so fucking blatantly out of order, unqualified. They couldn't even, the Republicans couldn't even qualify.
Yeah. Too far to the right.
And if they got all these federal courts, and if they get a 7-2 Supreme Court, man, Jim Crow is back.
Oh, it's going to happen. Let them do the voters' rights. Let them don't renew the Voters' Rights Act. I don't understand why black politicians can't teach us that important fact. You know, everybody ain't got to march. We ain't got to go around yelling and putting up signs. All the black politicians got to do is say the Voters' Rights Act should be made into a law. That's what we should be focused on. We should be focused on that right now, and then we can all focus on some other stuff. But that Voters' Rights Act, it's got to be turned into a law, man. It's every 10 years. What is it, every 8 years, 10 years? They got to renew it?
I don't know. I'm not sure.
I'm not sure.
Go ahead.
I was no, his turn is coming up. He got to renew that damn thing.
It's too Sambold I want to talk about. I just, you know, I can be a real trifling, hateful Negro sometimes, brother, and I can keep living on. It don't occupy my life. It's just a feeling that's there. When I think of that damn Kanye West, when I think of that damn Tim Scott, that black symbol.
Oh, the senator, the only black senator in the Senate.
I can't. These guys, it's like, as far as I'm concerned, like I say, mental illness is a motherfucker, man. And I think some of the thought process of some of these people, as far as I'm concerned, qualifies as a black person, you got a mental problem.
Hmm.
Kanye West, dude has a mental problem. Something happened along the way.
The problem I see with Kanye, whatever the hell you call his name this time, it's easy. You know he got his own Bible out, right?
I didn't know, but I ain't.
Kanye West got his own version of the Bible. He was selling them online for like $1,500, $1,200, you know. And the problem with he's not a con man. He's an entertainer looking for another crowd to buy his items. You know, he done dried the well up with his wife. He done dried the well up with trying to be black. And, you know, he got in on the black end of it with his rhymes and his stuff that he was singing about, whatever it is he was singing about. But one record, people should have known he was kind of crazy. She gives me money when I'm in need.
Gold digger, yeah.
And gold digger. And one of the lines he said in there, I don't know if it's the same record or not, one of the lines he said in his record, man, that stuck with me. She may be a gold digger, but she ain't messing with no broke. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that one line
resonated with me a long time. Okay, if you know she's a gold digger, and you know she's gonna take you for dime, every dime that you got, now you turn around and say, but that's okay because I got a lot of money, I can handle it. Right there, I knew that motherfucker was crazy. And that was some years back.
Yeah.
Right there. I didn't like him after that, ever since. Because he's telling people, yeah, I'm crazy, man. I'm crazy in love. I know she a gold digger. But she mine. She ain't messing with no broke.
Yeah.
Well, anything these people do, man, that if they say it out loud, they say it more than one time, you better bet your ass, man. You better leave them people alone, run away from them. Because all they want to do is try to convince you. And that's what Trump's been good at. He'll say it one time, ooh, I got away with it. Say it two times, oh, man, I feel comfortable with this. And three times, he'll run off with it, man, and do something crazy and do something else because he got away with the first time.
Yeah, and you know what? It's kind of, blame him. But the real blame go on these suck-ass Republicans, man. You can get a job. You don't have to be a senator to make. You can get a job anywhere if you ain't a senator or whatever it is. What are you and you're afraid of this punk ass man? But that's where we at. That's where we at.
What the, it's what they getting their money from, Keith? They rolling with they gonna make as much money as they can before this fool get off it. Cause you know ain't nobody focusing on what these people that's so into Trump. They ain't focusing on what they doing and what they doing in their states and the cities they giving all whatever federal money they're giving them to. The only reason Trump is cutting out a lot of these programs, Mr. Obama's programs, he's trying to piece that tax credit thing in far as funding it. That's all he's doing. He know he ain't had the money to fund that. I mean to pay for that doggone tax cut. He knew it. He didn't want to mess with the military's budget because everybody's making money off the military. Anytime you pay $1,500 for a toilet seat, you can imagine what it is now in today's dollars.
Yeah.
And you're right, man. If you don't take the Senate, people don't wake up and get involved, man, with what this man is saying. It's so easy. Just open up, listen to what he's saying. If it don't make no sense, that means that he don't make no sense.
Yeah, I even heard one so-called black dude, if Bernie Sanders is candidate, he's going to vote for Trump. I say, you stupid-ass Southern stuff. What's your point? What the hell is your point? Come on, man. You know, what kind of thinking is that?
Everybody want to be with a winner, man. I mean, some people, man, they get just like – If I'm getting off the subject. Just like those two black girls that were trying to get us fired up for Pump. What's their name? I forgot the two black
Diamond
names.
Diamond and Pearl.
You ain't heard nothing from them no more. He ain't even invite them to his rallies. And people should think about it.
Man, that dude. Even when Kanye was in the Oval Office that time, when he was acting the damn monkey and awful and kissing Trump's ass, like I'm surprised he wasn't under the table talking. He could have killed some George with his mouth full maybe, but you know the way Trump was even looking at the stupid ass, like I wish get this nigga out of here. What the hell? But he was holding that face tight, man. It was incredible. It was incredible.
What was that guy that was in the Oval Office with all those preachers and whatnot talking about he's the more for black people than any other president? What was his name? He was passing out money.
Daryl Scott. That's his name. I know exactly who you're talking about. Daryl Scott.
Yeah, and see if most of us did our homework, they got to understand that thing with the faith-based initiative, it ain't went nowhere. It's just nobody talks about it. And all that is, instead of giving money to social programs or social groups, grassroots, like the Panthers, some neighborhood groups, and people that can actually make the shit work. He took all that money back and distributed it through churches. His thinking was, since we got all those churches in the community, they can do a better job. And that's bullshit. The first thing gonna come out of that money is the church fund, pastor fund, house fund, trip fund, and they got their churches, man, they don't open up 2 days a week. You know, okay, they knew what they was doing. Those grassroots could do a much better job than these churches, man, because they got their ear to the ground, to the street. They know the people that's in the street. They just got a club or a little clique that the pastor could control. They can actually make that shit work. But they sending all that money through the churches to filter out to the street, and half these damn preachers don't even live in the fucking city no way. So the money is not going nowhere, and if everybody starts thinking like Trump is going to win, man, you can't let that lie ride. You gotta we gotta wake up, because I feel like the Democratic that's debating, that's what it's supposed to be. Who's gonna be the best person to represent the Democratic Party? It's not a downfall because they're going at each other. They did the same thing with Trump. I keep saying his name. But Obama. He only went in Obama. All the rest of them went in Obama because they was debating. Now, who's going to debate Trump? I don't even know who's in the running to debate him at the Republican Party, whatever. I don't even know.
Well, they keep in. There's a couple of guys. Joe Walsh is one. Bill Weld, and I forget the other guy's name. He's a former senator, but it's been so quiet, man. You know, it's been so quiet. And I'm a news junkie, so I'm on it. You know, I hear him talking. Like I said, that brother Bill Wells, he makes the most. He makes more sense than the Democrats, to be actually. But
I look at one of those, man. Let me know when the next Republican debate, because
I've only heard him talk on the news. They've had him as a guest on CNN, MSNBC, and on Fox, and shows. And I've heard him talk just in that, man. And that's, like I say, he sounds better than the Democrats, pretty much.
But they gotta have a debate, though, right? The Republican Party gotta have a debate to see who's gonna be the runner for Trump's job, right?
Think.
They gotta have one.
You would think, but I ain't heard nothing about one coming up. But you would think. I sure hope so, because they'll tear his ass up if they do get in there. He won't stand a chance.
Dan Lee, if you listen, man, let us know if the who's the Republicans that's going to actually debate this man for his job. I know Romney said something, man, but he ain't said nothing else, man. I think he got threatened by a couple of those Trump people, man.
Well, you know what? That's a given. That's a given. Even if we haven't heard of it, you know what happened. You know.
Yeah.
But yeah. Dan Lee, I'd like to have Dan on the show. Maybe we can. I'm sure I get a hold of him. He's always been willing to come on when I ask him. That'd be a good one coming up.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that would be a good one.
We'll take an old school break, and as I normally do, and maybe when we come back, Jim, let's talk a little bit about real people from the hood and what's going on your side of the aisle, man. And I got a couple of questions to ask you about what some things happening there, because I haven't been there, so I don't really know. And one in particular is what you think about the good mayor, man. But we'll take a. Don't sound so enthusiastic, brother. You okay?
I'm fine, man.
I just hope I can get you out. Yeah. But what I like to do at this time is we always have a moment of silence. We have all lost somebody close to us in our lives we love and respect. And I always take this time to dedicate a moment of silence for those individuals. Whomever they may be in your life. And so whether or not you pray or meditate or just think, do what you do as we pay honor and respect to those who are no longer with us.
The color of the skin. Run, 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 but it's okay, man.
times, but it is today. That's where we're at. That's one of my favorite records because it always, it's like the times never change because that record is always fitting, you know?
It fits. Yeah.
Whatever era you're in, man, it always fits right in, bro.
Yeah, it fits right in with this question that that I want to throw out there. No, you said about the Mayor Lightfoot. You was going to ask me about Mayor Lightfoot.
Yeah, what's your take on her? Because I don't really hear anything, and I really don't follow Chicago like I used to. I just don't because since I've left Chicago and come to Texas and travel so much, I've embraced more of a wider, you know, world type of view. So what's happening there, man? What you think?
Well, for Miss Lightfoot, I didn't vote for her, first of all. Let me throw that out there, and I'm going to tell you why I didn't. Because the enthusiasm and the rage around Miss Lightfoot was really some really crazy crap that was going on with Miss Prentwinkle. You know, every time I try to debate somebody on Real People from the Hood about Miss Lightfoot versus Miss Prentwinkle, the only damn thing they talk about is that damn soda tax. You mean to tell me... You mean to tell me the only reason you ain't voting for Prentwinkle is because you couldn't drink, you couldn't get your soda at 87 cents a bottle, or it's not cold enough? Out of all the things that was going on, that's what it was. But Miss Lightfoot, now that she's in there going forward, I like everything that she's doing. I really do. Even though I hadn't heard from her heard anything about her up to that point, the only reason that I didn't lean towards Ms. Lightfoot, for me personally, is because she was part of the police board. That was for me. You know, everybody's talking about this no snitching stuff for the last 10, 15 years. And for them to trump that in terms of going over that as what she was doing up to that point on the police board to dismiss a politician like Ms. Prentwinkle. She was a she's a mom, school teacher, community activist. Then she got involved with the Democratic Party, and I think she became something, then something else, and then president of the Cook County Democratic Party. In what order? I'm not doing it in the right order, but that's what it was. For me, I saw that as a politician that in the reform that she wanted to do, I thought that she was going to be the one to get it done, being a career politician, because she was already in charge of the whole Cook County, you know, and getting hospitals together, you know, opening up some, consolidating a lot of them and stuff like that. That's what I was listening to. Miss Lightfoot, on the other hand, she got in there because a lot of those preachers decided they want to tell their congregation and tell our black leaders in the city of Chicago they wanted to make sure that she wasn't in there because they probably would have gotten more things done with Ms. Lightfoot, which they have. They are now. Because a lot of those programs is going to go through church-affiliated organizations, this money that she's bringing to Chicago. So they're having a ball. And they knew Ms. Prentwinkle was going to reform all that stuff. Now, Ms. Lightfoot is reforming it now. It just so happens she got goodies attached to all that stuff, which is fine. Because I tried to get some of the goodies, too. It's just that I didn't qualify for most of that stuff, but, hey, I'm just putting it out there like it is. But as far as that's concerned, man, Ms. Prentwinkle, I think she would have tightened the belt up a little bit more, and now everybody know that Cook County is one of the most corrupt city of Chicago is one of the most corrupt cities, man, in the United States, period. The county have been cleaned up a little bit.
What is the scene as far as the relationship between Mayor Lightfoot and the police department? Do you see anything there? It seemed like people weren't too happy with that interim police chief she had. Is he still there? Or do they have a permanent now?
No, he's still interim. He's doing the same thing, flash and dash, man. Every time they got a new police chief, man, the first thing they do is take a bunch of people. A police officer put them around the L station and take a bunch of pictures. I don't know what that's about. I sent the dear. I do a lot of dear Miss Lightfoot statements on Facebook. One of them I came up with, man. These police are already around the station. Why don't they do like they did back in the day, man? Not back in the day, but something different that they can do as of today. They can take, since the police are there anyway, let them ride the freaking train. Put a police car in the on the end of it and let them ride from one end of the city to the other. They're patrolling anyway. So if something happened on the train, people, they got to wait till they get to a certain stop to call the police. They can just, the police, they can call a conductor, let them know what's happening. The conductor can call the police at the end of the caboose, booth, and or the end train, stop that sucker, catch them fool. If they want to jump on the train and on that third rail, that's on them. But since they're patrolling the stations anyway, put that extra car back there. Make it comfortable for the police. They can switch up. They can park their cars somewhere, switch up, come back, get in their car. It's so simple and easy, man. They can cut down a whole lot of stuff if the police were able to ride the train with them instead of just being posted around the station.
Now, what about...
That's just an idea that I had.
I've been seeing, looks like there's some serious challenges to Kim Fox, man, who I thought she was doing all the right things, but I see it looks like there's this multi-millionaire brother, not brother, but white dude, that's trying to, or at least his daddy's rich, is trying to flush her out. Are you onto that situation?
Yeah, my take is, man, first of all, this guy tried to make it seem like she's only interested in protecting and defending rich blacks or celebrities and stuff like that, which is furthest from the truth. So I don't know how in the heck he gonna stand on that one.
For the people who don't know, Kim Fox is the attorney.
I don't know how they're going to stand on that one. I'm sorry, go ahead.
No, I was saying, Kim, just for people who don't know, Kim Fox is the Illinois Attorney General.
Hello?
Hold on 1 second, Keith.
Can
okay.
I help you? Yes, hi. This is Joan. I'm just kidding. Greg, you little.
Yes.
So,
hold on for a minute. Can you hear me? Let me, I'm on the other line right now. Could you call me back in like 20 minutes?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. Sorry about that, everybody. I got business people calling me, and this person, I forgot who she was, but I remember the conversation that I had with her. But anyway.
That's what you call live radio.
Yeah, live radio, really. You know, the only thing I feel, man, is that now that you got a black attorney, district attorney, you got a black Cook County, you got a black person running the Democratic Party of the Cook County and the Cook County Board, and you got a black mayor. They're not going to let that rest, man. They're not, because all of them are reformers. That's what they ran on. Kim Fox ain't doing no more, man, than any other district attorney doing, man, with certain amount of powers. Even if she did it or didn't do it, I'm still going to vote for her. Barr is no better he's worse, 20 times worse than Ms. Kim, you know, and Trump, he just ran over Barr, man, just to get his buddies out of jail. So don't mess around and lick the fact that Kim may have slipped up or she got caught if she was doing something wrong. I'm not saying two wrongs make it right, but okay. She's going to win, without a doubt, hands down, because black folks ain't going to let them take her out like that. They just ain't.
My take
on the whole thing is, man, is Kim Fox, all she got to do is say what she's going to say, float through this thing, and she's going to win. She's going to win. Because everybody make bad, even if she did make a bad decision, there was probably one. That don't make her no worse than some of these other attorneys, man, that's doing the same job of giving these high sentences to little petty little crimes, man.
Yes.
They're giving people 30, 40 years, man, for nothing. In the marijuana thing, man, that should have been revoked a long time ago. How can you put these people in jail all that time for a small amount of marijuana? And then you're going to turn around and put it in the law, and the first one's going to make some money from men is the white folks.
That's another thing Bernie was saying, that as soon as he gets in, all these little petty-ass marijuana charges, it's now that it's legal, ain't nobody, they got no business being in jail for it. I don't care if it was illegal when they did it. It's legal now, so let them out, you know?
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Yeah. And the whole thing is, man, you know, it's still a country thing. It's still that supremacist thinking, man. You know, it's like if we in charge, we can basically do what we want to do. And we don't give a damn or whatever anybody else is saying because we in charge. That's the state of mind 45 is in, man. You know, when he got when he hooked the Senate up, the Supreme Court up, if it had went to the Supreme Court, he would have got off. Because all these people in there, the federal judges, man, now he's talking about some of these judges, man, should be kicked out of office. And he's got Clarence Thomas' wife purging certain judges, man, or putting certain judges on a list to get them out of office, man. You know, so the whole thing is just not Chicago or Kim Fox. That's just the way they do things, man. They got tentacles, man, going in all different directions. If you come up with one question or a situation, you got to think in 8 different ways, man, in order for that one thing to make sense. You got to think like that.
Well, I'm curious. I didn't just change the subject a little bit. I didn't see what this devil had to say about this coronavirus. This who I sincerely believe. I put a post out there asking people if they thought it was a man-made disease, and of course everybody said they did. And I definitely, you know, whatever happened to Ebola, man? All of a sudden it ain't here no more.
It's not popular.
It's just gone. I think
it's still out there.
You think it's still out there?
I think it's still out there, man. Just not popular.
I don't know.
We just trendy.
We're just
trendy, man. We go with trendy events. We go with trendy visuals. We go with trendy sayings. Anything that's trendy, man, and everybody's talking about it, they want to be on that train, man. You know, and Ebola, man, you know, it was a black thing, man, so they ain't going to mess with it. This other virus, man, it may be man-made or not. I don't know. They saying it's because of the diets of the Chinese people, and they quote-unquote eat anything, unquote.
And they always have. And they always have. They didn't start eating
that.
Yeah,
so why is it popping up now?
Yeah.
Their diets, they got these extravagant diets, man, and they've been doing it long as I was able to read. You know, and for 45 to sit up here and have a conference and say that he's going to put Mike Pence in charge of that, you know, studying it, taking care of it, that's because he don't even know what the hell to do. He always puts fall guys in the man, take the blame for whatever that's happening in the United States. He can't deal with it. First of all, he don't understand it. Only thing he's good with was executive orders, man. Kicking back Obama era accomplishments. That's all he's good for. He has never come up with the only plan that he came up with, man, in their mind that was valid was that tax cutting. It was all about money. He didn't have an idea or a way to pay for that damn thing. But he's cutting back on all the CDC, the environment stuff. He's cutting back on he's just cutting back on everything, man, to pay for it. His mind ain't on nothing else. Telling people, man, just like those soldiers that got killed, I mean, got injured over in that little bombing. What was it? Was it Saudi Arabia? No, it wasn't Saudi Arabia. Afghanistan. I think it was Afghanistan. Nobody got hurt. Iran, I'm sorry. Nobody got hurt. Nobody, it was okay. And finding out, man, some of these soldiers had severe injuries, man, and a whole 9 yards. And
well,
they bought this shit.
He said they had headaches,
yeah,
man. Yeah. He said a coronavirus.
How can a big-ass bomb go off? Yeah, I'm sorry, Keith. How can a big-ass bomb go off, man, within a 10 or 15 feet around anybody? And you ain't going to have nothing. I mean, nothing's happening?
Well, that's what
nothing's
he does.
Wrong with you?
He downplays everything. He downplays everything. You know, he say the coronavirus. We're okay over here. It'll be okay once the weather warms. I mean,
okay.
The things that he says, man, are so bird brain.
No, that's what I meant, man, about that. He's evil. I mean, he's devious as hell. The reason that he stated it like that is that we're okay. He wasn't saying about black folks and brown folks. He was talking about them white folks, man. He know them white folks don't be around Chinese people as much as we do. He knows that. That's his thinking.
Yeah.
He's saying we gonna be okay.
When he says our country, we know who he's talking about. Our country. Yep.
Whenever he talked like that, man, he ain't talking about us. He done proved that time and time again. Now, getting back to Chicago, now, all these people in Chicago, most of the white folks, is really think Kim Fox shouldn't be there because she's not doing a good job. Okay, that one case is nothing. They don't want is her to release all those felons with those convictions of the marijuana. That's what they don't want. Now, they thinking that these same people, man, they got convicted, going to run around, and I'm pretty sure it probably happened. I don't know. Because a lot of crime is getting toward them. Gold Coast, Near North, Lincoln Park, South Loop and the West Loop. All those things have increased in crime, man. It has. Whether it got anything to do with them guys being released, I don't know. So, but that's a fear that can set in. As long as the media keeps telling people Kim Fox is soft on crime, they go connected with the crime that's already out there. Knowing they go to eight tentacles going out there again. Knowing damn well, if you can't bring jobs to the South and West Side, corporations are leaving because of high taxes and the government, I mean the state government is not doing enough to stop the people from fleeing the state of Illinois. And then you got aldermen that's holding up certain projects, man, so these people can't get these hubs to come to Chicago. Target got lucky over in West Lawn. I mean, I think it's one of the Hispanic communities. They got a hub, man, out there now. I think it's Pilsen. I'm not sure. They got a hub, man, that's going to bring in 800-something jobs, man. Guess what the Mexicans are going to do with that money, man? They're going to buy up the whole area and reclaim it because they got money coming in, and they got economic power, and they got voting power, and they're going to take Pilsen back. Pilsen, whatever else those Hispanic communities are, they're going to take it back. Now, just imagine if they did the same thing in Woodlawn and Inglewood and Auburn Gresham. They put hubs where people could eight, nine hundred jobs. They put them out there. People start making money. The first thing they're going to buy, man, is a house next door to them. They don't want that. Because when you look at one situation, you got to look at eight more. So, but if you don't have any of that stuff now, and you got people just barely hanging on in the black community, man, the first thing we're going to do is turn on each other. And I didn't make this up. That's just the way it is with nature. You can't put a whole bunch of people in one spot, none making money, and you got some that's trying, but then those ones that ain't doing nothing going to see those ones that's making something and attack them and take what they have.
Well, they should learn from the
problem. That person that has it ain't got enough to move away or change their situation better. So that's something they will deal with. And you're right, that mental thing kicks in, man. We don't even have enough of those to deal with problems like that. And you're so right about the mental thing, man. So there's so much you can take, so much you can do.
Yeah, it's you talk about epidemics. It's they exist. It's more than one. More than one.
I'm about to say, and we got to think about those things, man. We just can't just linger on one question and think that we got one answer for it. No, it's one question with 8, maybe 10 possibilities. And you got to deal with all of them. A lot of people can't multitask like that. A lot of people with money can because they got people that actually do the think tank thing. They know it. A lot of them say, okay, man, we done got the number 8, 9, and 10. We don't want to deal with 8, 9, and 10. We'll deal with 2 and 3, but we ain't dealing with 8, 9, and 10. They think like that.
Well, they better deal with trying to take the Senate and keeping the House. That's what we need to deal with. What we need to
I agree. I agree with you so much.
We gotta focus so we can just go for the presidency. We don't want to forget about it, but we gotta take the Senate. We gotta take the Senate. And
you know what, Keith? I know you said when Trump got in there, we were talking on one of the old programs, and you said if Trump get in there, we would definitely know what's going on. And Trump did open our eyes, like you said. When he became president, everybody's eyes was open. But how they shut them again, man, it's beyond me. I just don't get it.
Yeah, the people who can do something about it, who can do something right now, he got them in fear mode, man, and or supremacy mode. You know, I can't. It's the Republican Senate. It's not even the president. It's the president, but the Republican Senate can have him, like I said, on the ground in a fetal position, foaming at the mouth, man. Just tell him to shut the hell up.
You're right.
We do what we control.
They can. And you know what? On that note, I don't understand why black politicians, man, can't. I know why they ain't doing it. They need to up us up on stuff like that, man. You know, I had some people on my page, man, tell me, a couple of them, tell me that my page is anti-black. I still ain't figure what the hell that meant. Because one person said that he thinking about leaving it because of the things we put black folks down. Real People from the Hood has a description of their page. The more you know, the less you fear. And you come on, you have an idea, you talk about it, discuss it, and put it into action. That ain't anti-black. Do we have criticism on that page of black folk? I have criticism of church folk, man, because I really feel a lot of them, to me, this is my personal thing. A lot of them don't even know what the hell they be talking about half the time, man. And then when they get to the point where they get to a good subject and you're ready to listen to them, then they throw you off, man, with, you know, put it in God's hands, he'll take care of it. What the fuck does that mean?
That's a whole nother show there. That's a whole nother show.
But our politicians, man, yeah, but ain't nobody teaching us that, man. You know, I would love for a politician to just come into the hood, man, and school us up on the executive branch, judicial branch, and the legislative branch, how they work compared to laws being written. If they knew exactly how those three entities work, man, they wouldn't hate Obama so much. A lot of them hate Obama. Obama ain't getting up with black folks.
I don't even know if they even have that subject in school anymore. It doesn't seem like it. You know, if they do, maybe people cutting their class. I don't know. But they used to teach, call it civics.
Okay, yeah.
So
yeah.
I don't know what they've got going on now. They probably, who knows, whatever, maybe they don't have enough of it. But if we don't wake up, bro, we don't take a step back with this dude. If he get another four, we're going to take a conveyor belt back.
Yeah, everything he said he was going to do, he did it. I mean, crazy it was, he did it. And people still saying, oh, well, we just going to give him a chance, or he's the best president. And they forget he's got this country so, his base, so infatuated with him being, well, he say what's on his mind. He ain't got shit on his mind. So why'd you bring that up? The man ain't did nothing to help this country go any further in terms of keeping up with the industrial world, man. Haven't done anything. They got trains, man, to go 200 miles an hour in Japan, man. They got in the right around the Middle East, man. They got float islands and shit. They actually built islands where homes are at, man, into the seas over there, man. This country has not moved forward since he's been in there. People can't see it. I don't know why. Me personally, I think it's just an ego thing. We got somebody that can win. We got somebody that looks like us, and we're gonna stop all those black folks and those colors and those immigrants from coming to the country. The effect of those immigrants not coming to the country. Ask the farmers. Nobody asked them anything. Ask them.
It's going to be interesting, and it's a little scary, and I'm extremely concerned, and I'm watching, and I'm paying attention, and I'm just trying to, whoever can be within earshot of me, to just focus on the Senate. But I've called my senator and asked him, you know, whoever answered the phone, it's why is he supporting this guy? Why is he supporting what this guy is doing and not saying a word? You know, John Cornyn, and he stands to be the Texas is about to turn blue, no doubt about that. I just hope it turns blue enough to get him out of office the next election. But I want to say before we go one more time, the memorial for Brother Kevin Farmer will be this coming Sunday, March 1st from 2 to 6 at Lavish Life, located at 9316 South Baltimore. It's 9316 South Baltimore. March 1st, 2 to 6 this coming Sunday. Jim, you want to make a closing statement before we shut it down?
Well, only thing I can say, man, is you're right. You got to take the Senate. If you're not going to, I mean, you got to get involved and see what the Senate does in terms of their jobs. A lot of us just don't know.
Yeah.
You know, they don't want to write most of the laws and send them up to the president for the president to sign. Obama could have done it, man, if the Senate would have did it, because it was a Republican Senate at that time also. So don't say what Obama didn't do for black folks. There's only so much he can do, could have done at that time. And them,
yeah.
and them white senators and that, no white senators weren't going to let him advance. That's why Trump came in and started cutting down trees and whatnot, you know, in a sense. He did the dirty work for the Senate. He just had a face to it. That's all. That's just me. Those are my final words, man. Cut out the Senate. Vote the Senate out. We got it back. And they can veto the Senate and the representatives down anything that fool do.
We are in total control if we take that Senate. And I really believe that we can do it, but we'll see. All right, everybody. We're going to shut it down. See you all next week, if not before. We'll keep you posted. We do the show when we do it. And on that note, in the name of whomever or whatever, your spiritual power, peace.
Later.